Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Hour two for Wednesday, August 4th, 2010. Well, Scott, we've got high school football practice about to begin, and it won't be long. And we'll have basketballs bouncing all around the gyms as well. I want to welcome in Rod Watts, head basketball coach at Lansing Eastern. Hello, Rod. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, Jay?
Well, just fine. Basketball never stops, and summer about as busy time as any. How much basketball have your guys played in what's supposed to be the off season?
Boy, they've been playing ever since. It probably took a week, maybe 2 weeks off after we got eliminated in the tournament from Kalamazoo. After that, the guys been going after it with different AAU clubs starting in April and then May. And then in June, the guys come back to the high school team and we go to different team camps over the month of June. And we'll do... What else did we do? We also did summer league that most of the teams in the area participated in, and we hosted a few games.
You remember when a lot more athletes participated in two sports or three sports, and when summer was a time for relaxation and recharging as much as it was for constant skill improvement and teamwork. Is there something to be said for that as well as the way things are done now?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, those are the good old days, but...
gone forever, right?
Yeah, just about. I mean, it's just a totally different game nowadays.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody is competitive and everybody's trying to get the upper hand on the next person. You know, in basketball or sports in general just weren't played at a level that they're played at now. And so you... you know, when we were at the top 100, the BCAM and MHSA reaching higher, top 100 event this past Saturday at South Lyon, that's one thing that Greg Kelzer talked about, and that was, you know, the development of the kids nowadays. The kids are much more muscular, kids are much more faster, much more stronger than when he was coming up and playing ball, and he understands that it's almost a must now.
Let's talk a little bit about one of your stars, a guy who has come a long, long way and now has put himself in position where he's going to be playing college basketball. Tell us about LaDante Henton and his decisions.
Well, LaDante, you know, he suffered a meniscus tear, I believe it was in the Oakland game during the district semifinals. And, you know, kind of Willis Reed limped his way, limped us all the way through to the regional against Kalamazoo Central. And I think maybe a week after that, he had surgery on his knee. And so he wasn't able to play any ball in the month of April or May. Played some sparingly in June during our team camps and our summer league. And then he was just chomping at the bit to get out and play in July in front of all the coaches because, mm-hmm. you know, the NCAA has changed where the college coaches can't come out until they can't come out in April or May.
Whatever he did through the course of the year and the summer obviously impressed a lot of people, including Dayton coach Brian Gregory.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. And, you know, LaDante's just been a workhorse, and he's gotten better every year. You know, Dayton recruited him very strong, and, you know, even when he had had suffered some bad grades, Dayton hung in there.
Right.
And, you know, and he picked it up, and... You know, there were days when we were having 6 a.m. practices, and Cornell Mann, the Dayton coach, assistant coach, he was at the door waiting for us. So that really left a good impression upon him.
What was the decision like for him to pick Dayton? Flyers are going to have a very strong team this year, but what was the key factor?
Well, you know, one of the things was not only did the assistant coach, Cornell Mann, recruiting, but, you know, Brian Gregory was instrumental in recruiting. You know, we had gone to their team camp the past couple of years, and, you know, he developed a relationship with Chris Wright, their star player down there at Dayton. And, you know, of course, Devin Oliver from Kalamazoo Central is at Dayton, and, you know, he's real good friends with Devin. But he just, he really liked the coaching staff, you know, from Coach Gregory to Coach Mann to Coach Schmidt and John Borovitz. You know, it was just a, it was just really a good fit. And like I said, they really did a good job of recruiting him, and, you know, were never high pressure.
Right.
And so, you know, LaDante really felt comfortable with that.
Ron, I want to talk to you for a minute about coaching and pressure and some changes we've seen in the CAAC. And, of course, we know what happened in East Lansing with Doug Fleming and not too long ago, Tony Sweet got the news that he was not going to be back at Grand Ledge. How much pressure is there on coaches? I know you guys aren't in this for the money. You're doing it for a lot of other important reasons, and it seems like now nothing's guaranteed.
No, and that is the way that it is. Nothing is guaranteed, and it's too bad because again, you're in some cases your efforts of helping to develop these guys into young men. At some point in time along the way, some people lose sight of that. And again, I'm not exactly sure what the situation was with Coach Sweet, but you know, I know a lot of the coaches in our area spend a lot of time with guys, you know, in the off season. And again, like you say, we aren't doing it for the money. I think if you really broke it down, I know if I really broke it down, from the time that I spend with these guys, I'm probably paying them to coach.
Well, we have seen it now more often than we'd like to, and I know in Tony's case, particularly tough because of the timing.
Right.
You know, he works with these guys all summer. They have a couple of major fundraisers, and there were a couple of other jobs open. If, you know, he wasn't going to be back, he's been around 14 years. He's not a new commodity here. They could have told him where he would be in position to try to do something else.
Yeah, I mean, it's really unfortunate for, you know, again, a veteran coach like Coach Sweet to have lost that position and to put in all that work with those guys to raise money, because I mean, let's face it, all the schools are in some type of budget deficit. You know, we have our issues over here in the Lansing School District, and you know, I know in some of the other areas people have to pay to play, and so you try and raise money as best you can,
right,
and do the things that that you need to do to have continuity with your team. And, you know, for something like that to happen, I'm sure he's pretty upset with him.
Rod Watts, head basketball coach at Lansing Eastern, our guest. Rod, last question. You mentioned Kalamazoo Central winning the state championship, and at least you lost to the best in the state tournament. But a lot of people think that Eastern's best basketball is ahead of it, and, of course, you've got LaDante Hinton back for a senior year. You've got Cha-Cha Tucker back for several years. And a lot of talk that another player was going to be coming to Eastern, played with you during the summer in Stephen Haney Jr. What can you tell us about that? I've heard some different things.
Well, you know, with the turmoil that went on out in East Lansing, you know, Stephen's dad, or his parents, I guess, decided that that wasn't going to be the best place for him. And mm-hmm. He talked about coming to our place, and, you know, I don't think anybody in our area is going to turn down a kid like Stephen Haney, who's whose best basketball is ahead of him. And
he's definitely going to be a Quaker in 2010 and 11.
Yes, he's all his paperwork is in, and he's enrolled, and he'll have to sit out the first semester.
All right,
and then he'll be ready to play in late January, I believe it is.
Rod, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Congratulate LaDante for us. If you do not recall the issue of Sport Magazine with Rod Watts and LaDante Hinton in their medical scrubs over at Sparrow Hospital, we've gotten an awful lot of comments on that issue and that story that Sam Hosey did. So good luck to you this season. We'll talk to you soon, Rod.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jack. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back, and we're going to talk with Lansing Superintendent of Schools, T.C. Wallace Jr., about this new ruling, teachers having the right to sue school districts when students are not permanently suspended. We'll be right back with that and more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.